Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If they win the division, they're the one seed, and every series would be through Yankee Stadium. And you don't have to worry about the wild card. You watch other people play and don't have to worry about getting knocked out in a three-game, you know, best of three. There is no doubt. I don't care who they have to play. I don't care the scenario. I don't care if it would set up where they'd have to play both Boston and Toronto, which, again, is highly unlikely. I don't even think plausible. But whatever the case may be, winning the division is the best. Without question, end it there. There's no prefacing it. There's no saying anything else. Winning the division is what's best, no matter what scenario comes after that. The only thing that scared me about it was, and I don't think the Yankees would do it. In fact, with pitching in the way they're pitching, where they're going to move, they're setting up for the wild card with what they're doing with the starting pitching with Fried and then Rodon. So they're setting up for them to be the first two pitchers in the wild card series. My only thought was, if it got to the point where the Yankees just all they had to do was win on Sunday and they win the division, which might be the case, I was afraid of them saying, well, listen, that's such an advantage. Plus, we'd have the day off, the days off. We could pitch Max Fried here and try and win the division, and then he'd still be ready for game one of the ALDS. And then if you lose that game and lose the division, then you don't have Fried for the wild card series. But I don't think the Yankees are going to do that. I think even if the Yankees need a game for the division, they're going to pitch who they're pitching. It'll be Will Warren, it'll be Cam Schlittler, it'll be whoever they decide to pitch on that Sunday game. I don't think that the Yankees are going to treat it any differently. But that was my only fear. But yeah, as far as playing the winner of the Blue Jays-Red Sox series, which, by the way, will be Boston. Because I got to be honest. I've been calling the Jays frauds for a long time. I know no one cares. One, I've been doing it longer than I've been hosting the overnights. This goes back to 2021. I've been calling the Jays frauds for 4 years now. Nobody cares about the Blue Jays because they haven't really been a part of this. They haven't challenged for first place. They haven't won a playoff game, so no one really cared that I was calling them frauds. It never came down to whether or not the Yankees would win first place. And the pushback I have gotten, because this Jays team has played well against the Yankees and they do things that baseball fans of a particular age and particular like, right? They don't strike out. They put the ball in play. They do this. They do that. That Jays team, tough team. They do this. They do that. I like those Jays. They're frauds. And I've been saying this for a long time. And if the Yankees overpass them here in the next couple of days and win this division, you know, I get a lot of Met fans hitting me up on Twitter that, you know, because I had the nerve and the audacity to tweet about the Mets last night. I mean, I'm only a New York sports radio host that talks about them every day, open the show with them. But God forbid I open my mouth or my thumbs, rather, and on Twitter and talk about the Mets. I have no right to talk about the Mets. It's absurd. It's absurd how we react, and especially on Twitter. And I know that's not necessarily a good perspective on how the overall fan base feels. But people are afraid I'm going to be obnoxious, right? I listen to Evan, and it's the law firm of Marash, McMonagle, and McPherson, or whatever order you want to put it in. And we're all these Met haters, and I'm the only one who's a fraud about it because I lie and say I don't hate the Mets, blah, blah, blah. And they're all worried that I'm going to dance on the grave of the New York Mets if they fall out of it. And I'll probably have some fun with it. There's no doubt. There was a lot of Big Brother talk. I probably will clap back a little bit, while I fully admit I'm rooting for the Mets, I want them in the playoffs. I want these games to react to. I want to watch playoff baseball and be invested in it. Trust me, that's how I feel. I don't hate the Mets. But sure, to go back at some fans who were in my face after Juan Soto left, sure, I might have some fun. It's going to be nothing compared to the amount of dancing on the frauds' graves that I will do if the Yankees surpass the Blue Jays. I might just sing Fraud to open the show instead of Mack the Knife. Like, I am going to be obnoxious. That's going to be the best win of my young career if they figure out a way to win this division. And then they lose both games in the wild card to the Red Sox, which I promise you they will. And it will be the culmination of the frauds. Take that, Buck Martinez.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.